the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Dina Martinez.
You kind of shocked me. I'm Greg Potter. I thought we were playing a song first.
Oh, God. That was the plan, wasn't it?
Anyway, hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fucking fantastic.
Are you fucking fantastic?
I really am.
Okay, who are these cute boys in the studio?
Hello, boys.
Oh, hi.
How are they doing?
I think they're doing very gaily. Well, maybe not. Maybe they're
there's like a whole herd.
There's a herd of boys.
There's a herd of hot boys out
yes.
there.
Yes. Hi, everyone. So, Greg, how are you?
Hi. I'm surprisingly well after how much I drank with Christine last night in Long Beach.
You tend to do that with her.
Yes. She's a
you
bad
guys are
influence.
No good for each other.
Bad influence. And then as soon as I got there to their house last night in Long Beach, I went straight to Garrett, which is obviously her fiance, and I said, when you guys get married, am I going to be the person that you have to keep Christine away from because you don't like me? Because, you know, we've heard stories and seen sitcoms of that basic thing of where the drunk best friend is no longer allowed in the house anymore after the marriage.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that person.
Well, I think Christine may be that person before you become that person.
But she really brought me, she recently moved to a new apartment and she brought me out on the town. I was like her show gay last night. It's like she was showing me all the gay bars in Long Beach.
You were her show gay. Sorry, show I have gay. A bit of schmutz in my throat.
Yeah. Earlier today, I get this quote out of Dina Martinez. I say, Dina, you need to change your outgoing message on your phone because you sound sad.
I don't think I sound sad at all.
So then she goes in this whole story about, or this whole mocking me and pretending to make a new one, like, hi, I'm the happy tranny. I'm happy. Happy, happy. Thanks for calling me. And then,
thanks for calling the happy transsexual.
And then she goes to say, I've been spitting on myself all week long.
It's because I had major surgery last
Don't
week.
Don't share that with me.
It is. Well, I just, it's not that I've been spitting on myself. It's that, you know, because I think that my jaw must still be somehow, like, really numb. And I just don't know. Maybe it's my tongue. And then all of a sudden, I'm really...
I wish we had a diagram of the all the pieces of the mouth so you could point with, like, a pointer. A laser pointer.
Here. Here's
my tongue is not numb, but my lip is. Anyway, so this is our show about crazy love. And we've got some great emails and... I think some people are going to call in and say howdy and talk some shit.
They're going to call in and say howdy.
Howdy. Ah.
That's what.
But I would like to start it off with last night.
Tell me
first
about
of
last
all,
night.
We there was something peculiar about each bar we went to. The first one, there was this hot little tattooed bartender.
Ooh.
He was a little guy though, but he was still fucking hot and very
some little guys
looked
can be
very
really
well
hot.
Endowed and had the muscles but then we moved on to the Brit
wait well endowed and had the muscles
and
is
then
that
we...
a disease the muscles
I'm sorry I can't see you tonight I've come down with the muscles
is there an inoculation for the muscles
So I'm continuing. Then we went to the Brit, where we went up to. I went up to the bar, was about to order the drinks, and the guy next to me, I shouldn't even. I can't say everything I told you earlier because that would
that I'm, it would incite
he afraids,
things.
He afraids me. I'm afraid of him. But he was a gay Republican that had some things to say. Let's just say that. And Christine, as soon as one thing he said, Christine beelined it out to get a cigarette. And so yeah, that was fantastic. I went out there and met this cute little boy from South Africa. who, ex-boyfriend, showed up. I'm trying to talk to you.
I'm sorry. This guy is really cute.
So,
the tattoos and the muscles.
So his ex-boyfriend shows up, and I get to be an asshole to him. And, yeah, now my story's wasted because you're not even giving me anything.
Tell us your story.
I'm done with the
fucking story. I'm not the only one listening.
So, yes, okay. So I'm going to go on to a
new
story.
Was it a Mormon boy?
No, he was from South Africa.
Oh, that one.
He was the cute little indie rock.
Okay, so tell us about this indie rock South Africa.
I was talking about his ex-boyfriend because he was a douche, but...
You love that word.
Just the last few days. I never used it until a couple days ago when we were talking about Kanye West.
It's true.
Actually, I think it came up before Kanye West.
Yeah, because somebody spelled it wrong.
I'm changing the subject now. One of our fans, well, I'm going to say your fans, because he doesn't even know who I am, I don't think, other than the Dean and Greg show. He wants you to get E-size boobs. He wants your breasts to be huge. Let's talk about how we talked about this yesterday and what I said.
Well, let's talk about it. It's somebody that I've known for a little while. I haven't been in contact with, and he likes girls like me, apparently, along with genetic females, which I think is brilliant. I love it. But he was like, one of the comments was, I had a friend of mine that got E's, and if you thought about going bigger, then you could probably make a lot of money. And I didn't take offense to the fact that I just pretty much said, got offered a job as a prostitute, which, hey, if that's your thing, that's your thing.
Is that your thing?
It is not my thing.
It
was really funny. And I'm thinking, God, if I got E-size boobs, I think I would need hydraulics to get out of bed in the morning or to have like a crane follow me around carrying my boobs in front of me.
That's a really big rental fee.
I know.
Because you don't want to finance one.
But it's a good investment.
And
how many things would I lose in it? Seriously? I lose things already. Can you imagine what I would lose in my cleavage if I had E-cups?
I know, right?
E-cups.
You could store food there, though.
It's true.
Could store food.
It's like an igloo.
Hide a child, Lose a child.
Smuggle a baby out of Cambodia.
But I did mention titty funking yesterday.
Which I love. Can't wait.
Outside of the Galleria in Sherman Oaks. And I got that nasty look from that woman.
So we incited panic and terror in the suburban areas yesterday talking about titty fucking E-sized.
Well, I was like, someone's gonna lose their penis. And then I really think you just
where'd it go?
You just tie a string, and if he falls in, you just pull him out.
I just can't imagine.
Not appropriate.
I'm not appropriate. The bonus that would come from having E-size cups for me, besides that, if I decided to become a prostitute, I would increase my value, would be that it would make my waist look so much smaller. Dina, have you lost weight? No, I just got really big boobs. Wait, can you tell that I'm fixated on breasts? I really want my boobs.
You're fixated so much that I'm surprised you're not a lesbian.
I don't want anybody else's boobs. I want boobs for myself.
You're like my friend Melanie with her, she's always like, I wish I had a penis just for one day. And I would stand there, and I would just let it flow.
I would sit on it all day long.
I would watch it just swing back and forth. Back and forth. She's hilarious. One day she wants a penis just for a day. Maybe she can borrow.
Well, I've got
yours.
A couple she can borrow. Okay, so you cracked me up yesterday. Because, I definitely want my breasts. I also want the hoo-ha. I want a hoo-ha. And Greg brought up something that I never thought about.
What did I say?
Do you remember when we were kids and we were trying to get rid of our baby teeth?
Oh, I laughed right in the microphone. Yeah, I said, well, if all doesn't work and you need to get rid of it, we can just tie a string to it and tie a string to the door and slam the door shut. That really hurts down there. To think
I'm like,
about
I should have thought of that sooner.
Dina, is the string tight? I'm going to slam the door now.
Slam the door.
I should have slammed the door.
It's just, you know, what do you do? I don't know.
What do you do?
SRS on a budget.
I don't know. I'm not trying to get rid of my penis.
Gender reassignment on a budget. Tie a string to it and slam the door.
Just slam it. So, hey. We went to, on Wednesday night, saw our wonderful friend Teddy from the Queers of Comedy. He had his one-man show that night.
Yes, he did. Panis Envy.
And it was fucking hilarious.
It was so wonderful.
He really, what he put together for us, for you and me, not the rest of the audience, just for you and
me. Well, it was a very special performance for us.
Yes. Seeing how we're basically singing on the stage.
Right. That was a rough day for me.
And thank you, M-Bar, because you're always fantastic to
yes,
all of us.
It was wonderful. So if you guys ever get a chance to go see Teddy and the Queers of Comedy and Corey and Mikey, you guys need to do that because they're really funny. And you can catch them out on YouTube. They have a funny YouTube like thing.
They just got that YouTube going.
And they're all doing solo shows, which is really exciting for them. And a departure and a challenge, so it's really cool. So go check them out. You can catch them out at queersofcomedy.com.
And yeah, that's all I got. What else is going on? What else were you up to while I was drinking last night?
Seriously? Working on the website?
Oh, let's talk about Friday. No, I want to go to Friday.
Okay.
This tranny calls me. Well, not even calls me. I'm going to make it bigger than it is.
You are.
we're working and I'm like, what do you want to do? And I kind of wanted to go get a drink, but she gets me all excited about going to drink, you know, at our favorite watering hole called the Gold Coast. Gold Coast here in West Hollywood, you know. And we get there and her drugs are still in her from her surgery last week. She doesn't even have a full beer and she's already loopy.
No, and by loopy. A full beer, but you guys have to understand when we go to the Gold Coast, a full beer is a full pitcher. We didn't even have
two pitchers. We're not even through the first pitcher. And you were goofy as hell.
I know. I was having a good time and then all of a sudden like I was like, okay, I'm so tired. But it was good. I went home and I actually stayed up for a long time working on shit. And so, guys, really excited. You're going to have a new website soon. DinaAndGregShow.com is going to be in full effect soon. And
I know you've been hearing it for a while, but it really is.
It really is. We're on the verge of it.
And the big news. Are you ready? Are you going to tell them? I'm going to tell them.
I was going to if you'd give me a fucking second. Jesus Christ almighty.
Damn, Louise. Tell them!
We're gonna be on the iTunes!
On the you know iTunes!
On the iTunes. How does she always have the cutest...
I know, right? And they're all in... I'm so confused at what's going on. So... So we went and saw Shutter Island yesterday.
We're gonna be on the iTunes soon, guys.
So, yeah. We went and saw Shutter Island yesterday. I should have just shuttered my... ass to the bar instead.
Seriously? No, the worst. Okay, I'm rarely distracted by extras. Rarely.
I know this tranny gets distracted easily, but...
Rarely distracted by extras. Sometimes, you know, when you're watching TV, you see this extra in the background and you're thinking, really? Really? Are they doing that? Is that really their motivation? They are so not talking because they're overdoing it. Well, anyway, we're watching it, and it's at this scene, and all these people are there's a lineup. It's set in Germany during the war, and Leonardo DiCaprio has a gun, and they start shooting all these German soldiers, and it's really dramatic and really gory, and all these German soldiers are falling down, and it's like... four times as many as were in the scene originally, but it seems like it's going
never-ending
line of soldiers. And all of a sudden, you see people falling down, and this one guy is, like, laughing when he falls down. Laughing. He is obviously not dying. He is laughing.
Tell me how you feel.
He was laughing, and he falls down. Obviously, you're laughing. You're not dying. What's your motivation? You have no fucking motivation. Why don't you have a job? Go get a job at Del Taco, because you should not be an extra. That's all I'm saying. And those poor little kids that were supposed to be dead that could not just quit moving. So distracted by extras. I've never been that distracted by extras.
And the poor girl. The poor little girl. She couldn't keep it together. She kept moving. Oh, well, fuck it.
I just... did you not listen to me at all?
No, I didn't. Okay. I'm sorry.
Welcome to the Dina and Greg Show, Greg Potter.
Okay, I'm looking at... Really... Lady Gaga went out in London last night, I think it was last night, dressed as the Jetsons' maid.
I love it.
It's hilarious, but...
What was the Jetsons' maid's name?
I don't remember.
She talked like this. Wait, I can't do it. God damn it!
Okay, Mr. Jet, I can't do it. What the hell am I even trying for?
I don't know. So, we have DJs Leslie and Asha coming in tonight.
They will be here around 8 o'clock.
They're kind of intimidating,
and we've not met them yet.
The reason I'm mostly intimidated is because Asha used to be a radio presenter in London on several different channels, radio stations, but also on Hello BB6. I'm kind of nervous. I feel intimidated.
I'm kind of nervous. So
I feel intimidated, yet turned on.
You're pretty, though.
Am I a lesbian, really?
You're not a lesbian. I'm not a lesbian anything.
I get a lot of lesbian attention, and I love women.
You get so much lesbian attention.
It's so interesting. I'm fascinated by this. But I digress. Let's talk about Naked Australians.
Let's do.
Mardi Gras was this week in Australia. The gay Mardi Gras, the big gay Mardi Gras. And as part of the Mardi Gras, they had a photo shoot as a demonstration. And it was supposed to be a bunch of naked Australians, mostly gay people, and their straight allies.
Did they check them at the door?
They did.
Mostly gay?
They stuck a finger in and said, "Oh, okay, you're gay. I see. It's pink."
That's a test strip that I do not want to go near.
I know, right? So they, where was I? So they were
demonstration photographed naked people.
It was supposed to demonstrate, be an example that the community is diverse and, you know, very exciting. Anyway,
I'm going to put the link. Sorry, continue. Took Potter or somewhere on Facebook, somewhere, because you have to watch the video, because halfway through the video, there's this little gay that's just waving. He's waving.
It was like, well, he was, it looked like he was talking and his hand was
just gesticulations were, it was one big grunge.
And you can see their gesticulations everywhere. And the surprising thing is...
Some of them not so big, some of them bigger. I'm sorry, continue.
I was very fascinated that the women there are what's the word for it?
Hairy.
That's a word for it. They are not as groomed as the women that... all the women that I've seen naked.
The Brazilian wax is not very popular in Australia.
It's not. And there's not a whole lot of manscaping, but it's really interesting. These guys are so... They were so hot. Anyway, so that was something that was very interesting to me. And I stumbled on this website, and I can't even remember why. I think it had something to do with Googling Big Vagina.
I always Google Big Vagina.
It was funny. Google Big Vagina. It's a hoot.
Can't go to bed until I Google Big Vagina.
Do you Google your vagina?
Dina, why can't I sleep? I can't get to sleep.
Have you Googled big vagina? So there's this one lady talking about...
Wait, I have to stop for a moment. What is up with you lately in these websites with people's hoo-hoos and ha-has?
Just big vagina.
No, odd boners last week. Or peculiar boners.
Awkward.
Or awkward boners.
Awkward boners. Okay, for some reason, I wanted to Google big vagina. There was a reason I wanted to Google big vagina, and I can't remember. And then, because we were talking about Devin Green's talking vagine.
Okay.
And she goes, I'm just one big vagiant. And it made me think, I wonder if I Google... I wonder what will happen when I Google big vagina.
I'm Googling it right now because I'm so curious.
Okay. So, two things that were funny was one clip from... What's that show? I don't even like the show. But it's the guy with the glasses, the big tall nerd guy on HBO... Curb Your Enthusiasm. And there was a funny scene. So there's a YouTube scene with that. And then there's this African-American lady who talks about big vagina. And it is hilarious.
For women, is your vagina or vulva too big? Is it that one?
Is it the African-American lady?
I don't know. There's no picture.
It's a it's a YouTube clip. It's really hilarious. So you've got to check it out. And so that's how that all occurred. But there's also, if you go to images, there is a picture of this woman standing next to a huge vagina. Huge.
What did I just pull
it's
up?
It's hilarious. So
I can't believe I'm searching vaginas right now on my computer. So not gay.
It was funny. So then... One of my friends was like, hey, check out awkwardboners.com. You have to admit, some of them are really funny.
Oh, that was entertaining.
They're really funny. And one of my favorite sites that I love to look at, that also Devin Green happens to patronize, is luradigs.com, and it's horrific gay. It's gay people that post their nudie pictures for, like, Craigslist and things like that. But their interiors are horrific. And it's like, this guy's hanging upside down by his balls. But that paneling is horrible. Seriously.
I don't even know what to say to you right now.
And how do you do that? I would be concerned that they would pop out. Shut up.
Jeff Blackwell just mentioned that Rosie is the Jetsons' maid. Rosie. That's her name. Thank you, Jeff.
Hello, Mr. Jefferson.
So.
Jetson, whatever his name is.
Before we can do... What was that?
It's Jefferson.
Moving on up to the east side. Anyway.
When did they get a white maid from the Bronx?
Who always dresses in couture.
Silver couture. Robot couture.
So, before we continue with our whatever, what I have on this sheet.
We still have a lot of news.
I know. Let's give them the number, because we are talking tonight. The main subject, besides our lovely DJs, Asha and Leslie, is we're talking about fucked up love stories.
Crazy love. Crazy love, bitches. The number is 818-602-4929. And for all of our British listeners, 818-602-4929. Please call.
I don't even know what to say to you.
Ring us as soon as possible.
Pretty. You're pretty.
I'm gorgeous.
So, Alice in Wonderland comes out this week.
Really excited.
I'm so pumped. How am I going to juggle this?
My thing is, I'm wanting a pre-take from you.
A pre-take?
A pre-take on Alice in Wonderland.
My pre-take is that I'm going to fucking love every minute of it. Every minute of it. Especially, what the hell is her name? Oh my God.
The one that plays in Rachel's Getting Married?
Yes.
Rachel's Getting Married.
Rachel's Getting Married. And Devil Wears Prada. Why didn't...
Anne
Hathaway. I just love her. I'm excited to see her working with that cast that always works with Tim Burton. You know, what are you doing?
I was waving at you through the screen.
Oh my gosh. So I'm really pumped, but I'm wondering how we're going to juggle all this because people start coming and flying into town on Tuesday for my 30th birthday next week. And what are we going to do? Oh, you've got the Tranny Awards on Thursday, so I can
the
go
The Tranny Awards are on Thursday.
And then we'll go to Palm Springs. Oh, by the way, everyone, if you haven't heard, Amazing Chase got postponed to a later date where there will be better weather and participation will be more because I'm not taking 8 people across on a boat with me.
Yeah.
So, because it's a big event and we really want it to be huge. So, for my birthday, we're just going to go rent a house in Palm Springs. So if you want to go, come meet us.
Email Dina or info at Dina and Greg Show. I want to go to Palm Springs with you.
It will be fun. We'll do some. We'll do it.
Do some blow off a hooker.
You were about to say something. Oh,
that was funny to me. I don't know why.
That's a Vegas thing to do.
Sorry.
You know, that guy did blow off you in Vegas last time we were there.
You did not do blow off me.
I stayed 20 feet away.
I am drug free.
So, Grey's Anatomy a couple weeks ago, I just got caught up Friday night. For a while, I was just at home catching up on shit before I came and found you. And Grey's Anatomy did this whole time warp thing. And one of the subjects was her Meredith Grey's mother and the chief when they were still residents dealing with someone with AIDS and right when it was before it was even really heard of. So it was really interesting and it was the first case in Seattle. So just it really Grey's Anatomy's back to the really why I loved it and I
still cry every show, but I haven't watched it at all this season.
And you learned that Karev and Callie fucked. Yeah, you learn this.
When did Karev and Callie?
Because it does this time warp with Callie, with the chief, and with the little short one, the Nazi, Bailey.
Oh.
With Bailey, and they each three of them tell stories about when they were, you know, back then. When, and the one with Callie is Karev lied and said that he was O'Malley and he was the one that did that operation in the elevator. So, and it went on from there, and you learn that they screwed. And then at the end, Callie's girlfriend realizes, oh, something's up. These two fooled around. But she's just a lesbian now. Speaking of lesbians, there's a lesbian on Wisteria Lane.
Yay, lesbian on Wisteria Lane!
I never talk this much about television. Listen to me.
Listen
anyway,
to you.
She's a stripper, and she moved in, and she's fantastic. I love her. She's a warm-hearted ex-stripper.
Yay, warm-hearted ex-stripper.
Who likes girls.
Aww.
She's living with Catherine.
That's fantastic.
Dun, dun, dun. Is Catherine a lesbian? Find out tonight on Desperate Housewives. So, what do you want to say?
The next thing, we said the Australia, naked people in Australia.
I'm gonna talk about bad Girl Scout cookies. Yesterday in the New York Times, there was, I'm not even give you a moment. There was an article about...
She talk a lot.
Stinky Scout cookies are recalled. A bakery that makes Girl Scout cookies is pulling some batches of its lemon chalet creams because people have complained of a foul-smelling taste. Little Brownie Bakers in Louisville is one of two bakeries in the United States that makes Girl Scout cookies. No one has gotten sick from the stinky cookies. Really? Oh. So if you got the lemon cookies from the Girl Scouts, beware. They stinky.
Yes. And speaking of Australia, from London and Reuters, I came across this interesting thing. There's a manuscript or a diary that's going up for auction next week, and I want to read this little article that I found on Yahoo News from Reuters. If you don't mind, would you mind? Thanks.
No.
Good. Violence, drunkenness, and all manner of debauchery featured on a 6-month voyage on a migrant ship bound for Australia 170 years ago. A newly discovered diary reveals this. The raunchy tale of anarchy on the high seas is recorded by junior officer James Bell aboard the Planter, which sailed to Adelaide from Deptford in East London in 1838. Alcohol-fueled acts of great violence involving officers, mates, and even the ship's doctor are recounted. In the green vellum-bound journal, Bell tells the captain regularly entertained two of the 11 daughters of the doctor preacher from Liverpool. Doctor preacher from Liverpool called McGowan. He wrote, "Our captain, of course, could not want a mistress till he returned to his own home in England, but he made love to the two of the McGowan daughters. The captain was allowed to keep the daughters company at all hours, and during the whole time of our being in the warm weather, our bed on deck sufficed for all three." Bell, whose 225-page diary goes for sale at auction in London next month after being bought in a market stall for pence, whatever. Such an example was soon followed by all of the ship's company, but particularly by the three mates who carried immorality to a glaring height. What was the other thing that was so funny?
I don't know, Danielle Steele. What was it?
"With all the whoring and drunkenness," he wrote, "it is amazing the ship ever arrived in Australia." I'm like, the ultimate booze cruise.
The doctor years was ago. Whoring out his children.
Hey, I would have gotten touched a couple times if I'd have been on that ship.
And they, it's all...
I love it. I wish they would publish this as a manuscript, because
Dr. Preacher Man. Dr. Preacher Man.
I want to know about Dr. Preacher's daughters. How much did he make for pimping out his daughters? He had 11 of them. He must have made a good income. These bitches were fucking and drinking.
Who made the decision to go on a boat with all these men and bring your
daughters? I would.
Bring your daughter to work day.
Well, I wouldn't bring my daughters, but I would dress up as my daughter. Young Miss McGowan. The preacher's wife, daughter.
And you'd get to wear a beautiful corset.
I love corsets. Also, a funny, interesting thing. Actually, really concerning. You know, I'm worried about the way animals are going lately, because we heard about the killing with the killer whale. I wanted to say cuddly whale, because that's what we're terming them now. But there's a Russian chimpanzee that's in trouble.
You're too much right now.
And I'm worried about this Russian chimpanzee, because apparently he has been sent to rehab. He's been hanging out too much with Lindsay Lohan, and the zookeepers are trying to cure him of smoking and over-drinking. I'm so worried about this chimpanzee.
These damn chimpanzees are drinking too much these days.
They're drinking, gambling, and smoking.
I've been saying it for years.
Don't they know that smoking is bad for their health? Well, apparently, he was on a bender, and he got very violent toward the zookeepers. So they had to send him to rehab.
I can't handle you right now.
Okay. I'm really just concerned.
The truth of this is, this chimpanzee really had... was in rehab.
They in Russia.
I still yet to see this article. I don't believe
it's from Reuters, and it was on Yahoo News. I didn't even go to omg.yahoo.com. I went to the news.
Well,
to find this.
Speaking of the actual news, where did it go? Oh, it was on the Wall Street Journal today. And love stories. There is this whole, it's called Saturday Soap Opera at Stamford Bridge. And it's the captains of the Chelsea soccer team, and the Mansfield, no, that's not right.
Manchester.
All. Manchester City.
I was like, he did not just say Mansfield.
They were sleeping with the same woman. They were sleeping with the same hoe.
I thought one was gay.
No, nobody's gay in this situation, Dina.
I thought you said that somebody was gay.
No, no one's gay. I'm sorry.
It's like a real life footballer's wives.
Yeah.
Have you seen? Did you see that on?
No, I just nodded.
It was awesome. Yeah, you always do. All right. I want to do some music soon, if that's okay with
Let's
you.
Do
but
some music
I would love and- to say one more thing that concerns me, or that I'm really excited about, because there was this special pageant, and you guys know how much I love pageants. So apparently in Dubai, there's this new pageant, and I think, well, it's not, it's in a northern emirate of the UAEs. So, but it's a 3-day pageant for these gorgeous, gorgeous camels.
Adam Eberline, if you are up and listening yet, because he lives in Dubai, and you are up and listening yet, please call me and tell me if this is real, because I don't believe her.
It's from Reuters. Reuters would not lie. Camels. 3-day camel pageant. And the most beautiful camel gets... the two most beautiful camels get luxury cars. And the other 8 finalists get money.
That's... never mind.
I'm like... If I had E-cups, they could pass as humps. Maybe I could win a luxury car. That's all I have to say.
You are listening to Dina and Greg, and we are going to go to some music right now.
Nice one. Welcome back. Sorry, I had a little clip that was supposed to be going, and it apparently didn't go. But here we go. Let's try it one more time. How about that? Okay, y'all get ready, because we're talking about crazy love today, ain't we?
Crazy love, and no one's crazier than this lady.
We gotta live with SARS. We gotta live with... not worth it. Anthrax?
Oh, you just watch too much TV. I'm a true American. I've been to jail before. That's American.
Kiss my ass!
All right, that's what I need.
Kiss my ass!
Kiss my ass!
That was true crazy love.
Bobby!
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 Bobby, Bobby!
So, if you are looking to call in, the number is
818-602-4929. Once again, call Live Hot Girls at 818-602-4929. So, the music that we just heard, called Infatuated, is by a band from Dallas, Texas, some friends of mine, Bensley. So, that was called Infatuated from Bensley. So, you guys should check them out there on Facebook and Yahoo. I know that they're doing a show in a couple weeks and at O'Reilly's in Dallas. But guess who crazy ass is calling right now?
Who?
Our friend
Max Tucci.
Max.
Forget kiss my ass, lick my ass. Let's make our own love story.
Hey, let's do it.
How are you? We had a couple conversations about you today.
Oh, did you? Were they good?
Yes, they were good.
I was touching
myself. Were they love story material?
I was touching myself during one.
What were you touching?
My kitty.
Oh, your pussy de plástico?
What's that, baby butt?
Oh, I'm just like loving that you have a whole concept tonight of love stories.
He's all, I'm excited that you have a concept tonight.
No, not like that.
Well, we're really excited because we have a couple of really doozies and really interesting things. But Max, tell me a story about some crazy love shit that's gone on. Or that you've done. I mean, you know, we all get crazy in love.
You were calling in. You should have been prepared for this.
I'm prepared. I never said I wasn't. No, I'm kidding.
He's like, I got stories.
It's not one that's happened, but we did a show once before about where would you want to have sex, like exotic locations. And I found this place in Costa Rica that has like these tree houses, you know, up in the trees over the beach and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I was always thinking like something crazy, like that whole concept of destination sex. I'm going to do it. I haven't done it yet. So when I do it, I'll have a good story for you.
I think you should do it. And just let me know what time our flight leaves.
Well, don't you think destination sex is hot, like location sex? Have you ever thought of that before?
Yeah, I've had sex on location.
That just reminds. I just think of like Dr. Seuss sex. I would do it in a house. I would do it on the house. Like, I would do it in a car. I would do it very far.
But do you have any teasers of like what's coming up with your love stories?
Well, no. I mean, I don't have any real teasers that I can give you. Do you have them up too?
Yeah.
I do too.
Oh, look at us.
Well, I want to know stalky. Have you been stalked, Max? Or have you stalked anybody?
I have been stalked. And when I did a show on Women's Entertainment called Young, Sexy, and from that show, I got a stalker. And so I hired a private investigator. Long story short, the PI was like, look, we don't know if they want to fuck you or kill you. I'm like, that's really good to know. So my options are like, they're going to fuck me, then kill me, or kill me, then fuck me. And he's like, no, it's not like that. But I have been stalked before. Okay. And we never found out who it was.
And in your story, no one got fucked.
No. What? It's very like the whole Whitney Houston was my bodyguard. You remember? Like she was stalked by that guy.
Yeah. But I'm curious, Adina, where's your secret like sex place that you want to
stalk? Yeah.
Where would I want to have sex? Like,
where's
location
like your ultimate
wise?
Location, yeah.
I'm not really voyeuristic out there. So, I mean, in a hotel in Paris. That would be lovely.
Okay.
Yawn.
Well, yeah, that's not creative at all. I'm kind of
I guess, okay, I did have sex on my front yard during the night at, like, it was gorgeous, the moon was shining, but I can't think of any...
That's not erotic.
Saying I am such a romantic. That's me.
So am I, too, but I love a good bathroom fucker, and
I've done that, and I just feel like a harlot, and I'm not a harlot, and I don't want to feel like that anymore.
Not anymore, you mean. You've changed.
I know. I just
You're Christian now.
I am. I follow Jesus.
She prays three times a day.
I follow Jesus and the band he's
Speaking
in.
Speaking of, would you ever have sex in church?
No. Because I won't be caught dead in a church, probably. Well, maybe dead. Well, because I'm not even having... My wedding is not even planned to be in a church.
Okay. Where's your wedding planned?
Central Park.
Central Park.
Would you have sex in Central Park?
Yes.
Have you?
No.
Have you?
No. I have not been to the Ramble. I have been to the Ramble. But I have not had sex in Central Park.
Well, I can't wait to hear your archives, because I want to hear people's crazy sex stories or their... looted loveness. Well,
we've got a couple that we're about to read, and
that's fun.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. So hopefully,
well, if you're in a relationship now, I was just talking to my astrologer. Neptune is floating around and fucking everybody's relationship up. So Neptune, if you guys are in a relationship and you're listening tonight and you feel like it's not going the right way, blame Neptune. Don't blame your partner.
Damn Neptune.
Damn. There's a lot about Neptune right now if you look through the astrology shit.
Full moon, Neptune. Yeah. Not a good night last night or today for people in love.
Well, it was a gorgeous night last night, though.
Was it? Did you have sex last night?
No, I haven't. I haven't forever.
Just a question. You're ready to have that new hymen popped?
I'm ready to have a new one.
Oh, are you? Well, there's a vaginal reconstructive surgery place in Greenwich, Connecticut that you can go to.
I had sex in a bar in Greenwich, Connecticut before.
Really?
Yes, it was this little Irish bar, this Irish pub in Greenwich.
I blew somebody in a bar.
And he was from England.
Look at you all. Well, I've got my sex therapist calling me right now because we're going to get ready for the show, but... If we hear of any crazy sex stories, or we'll let you know.
Tell them.
I'll instant message you guys.
I love it.
All right?
Okay, hon. Have a good show.
I look forward to your archives. Yay. Have fun, you guys.
Bye, Max.
Good night.
So, yeah. I haven't had anything good. I meant to bring up... So, Dr. Mark Warfel of the Warfel Institute. Dina still needs boobs.
I wish Michael Murphy would call right now, because he could tell the whole story about that whole Greenwich, Connecticut... issue, and then I brought this guy back to his house, back to Michael's house.
Nice.
It was not pretty.
So, do you want to read the one from T in...
Yes, yes.
In Familyville?
T just had a baby on Thursday. A beautiful baby girl named Isla.
Are we going to just kind of blare out that...
She knows that she's going to be talked about. She's the one they emailed.
We do want to say congratulations, T. We're very excited that you have a child who looks lily white, because I thought it was going to come out a little darker.
She's beautiful, though. I cannot wait
She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. I cannot wait to get down to San Diego to hold her and
I thought she was a little...
And take her.
I thought she was going to be a little darker. She is white as my butt.
I'll take it for granted.
She's a little white girl.
Her email reads... How about when I tried to give a certain someone a t-shirt from my laundry and he was like, that's not mine. I don't wear shit like that. Oops. I was stumped. I said, must have came from the laundromat. I don't know. I'm so confused. Laughing my ass off. Busted. And pretty soon I was pregnant. The end.
Nice.
OT.
There you go, T. Don't touch people and don't let them stick their finger, and that's not their finger, in there.
I'm kind of confused. I wish she would call in to say, like, she thought it would be cute. She was giving him the t-shirt, her t-shirt, right? I'm getting this right.
I'm not sure I'm getting it.
Okay.
I just said, oh, okay.
Either way, she looked like a stalker in the story. And that's what we're looking for.
So I want to know, have you guys been stalked? Kalila
is a stalker.
And have you been stalked, or have you stalked anybody? Because, you know, we're really interested in how crazy you get. So this guy that I know, his name is O. Let's just call him O. We'll just go by O.
I say we use names.
And so, okay, Obed. Well, he wrote it on my... On my Facebook. So, Obed, a guy I know, he was like, because I go, hey, guys, what kind of crazy have you had? So, he goes, You mean like I stalked him at school, left him a love letter on his windshield on his car in the rain, then waited as I got soaked just to see his reaction to my love letter, and then went home and called him as if I had been hadn't been standing there watching in the rain for hours? So apparently Obed gave this letter to, or, you know, gave this letter to this guy that he was in love with, the straight guy at his college. And so he put this letter on his car and he hid in the rain watching this guy as he gets it. So he apparently, he stalked him a little bit. It was kind of crazy. So, Greg, what kind of crazy things have you done?
I hate you. Before I share anything more than I already sound the show, I sound like a big slut.
Well, okay, the number, so once again,
I'm okay
for people, is 818-602-4929. We're going to be talking for at least another 20 minutes about this right now, and then we're going to have the DJs on. So,
and then we'll get back to it.
Tell your crazy story.
I'm going to talk about when I was 17, I was stalked. I got done with work one day and went out to my car, and there was a letter on my windshield that was cut out magazine clippings, that said, like, magazine letters, and said a whole thing. And I was like, oh my God, who is this? What the fuck? Who is this? So I went back into the work and I'm like, hey, you guys, who's fucking with me? You know, what's going on? And they're like, we don't know. So I continued to get these. And one night we got snowed in at the hotel, so we just stayed at the hotel so we didn't have to drive. And the next morning I had another one, and we had deduced it that it was one of the maintenance ladies.
Oh my God, really?
She was stalking me. And I was freaked. This went on for 2 months, scared shitless. And it turned out that it was my coworkers. And so I was acting weird around the sherry lady.
So you really haven't been stalked.
No, but it was hilarious.
You just thought you got stalked.
I was scared shitless. Maybe that's what made me gay.
That was the trigger.
So
that was what ignited the flames of your faggotry.
For me, stalking, one time, and I wish Shalise would call in right now. She tells the story better than I do. When I first came out of the closet and I was living in Vegas, there was this Mark guy who worked out at Prim. And if you've ever been to Vegas, there's Prim, which is the outlet mall on the California-Nevada border. So it's quite a while out there. And he worked at Kenneth Cole out there. So we talking, and I didn't know the rules. I didn't know what was going on. So after, you know, calling one day and then calling the next day, and I just didn't know. I was stupid and I wanted a boyfriend, and you know how it is when you first come out. So I told Shalise that I would buy her lunch and we're going to go for a drive. We drove all the way out there so I could stand outside the store for, I'd say, a good 3 hours. And finally for him to tell me, I'm not interested in you. You must leave me alone.
You must leave me alone. Nice.
Yeah. That's, you know, the best I really got.
I've done things like, why do we get...
Wait, I want... I look like the bad guy in this show.
No, I was about to say, okay. Why do we get crazy about love? What is it that makes us crazy? So I'm going to ask the DJs when they come in about if they have any crazy stories, you know, because we go crazy. It just happens. It's not a natural... It just happens, right? You know, I've watched Snapped enough to know that people just go crazy. So especially when it's about love and passion, and you know, I had this guy. He was really cute, and I was drunk. So, and we made out, and you know, I had fun in his big old Dodge truck, and then all of a sudden, I was like, yeah, you can totally call me. I didn't mean you could call me 25 million times in one day. You know, give me a day to recover from a hangover. So, but he continued to call me, and it just freaked me out a little bit. I talked to him once or twice, but he just kept calling. Well, later, a couple years later, like several years later, I'm at a bar, and I'm like, this guy is so fucking hot. Oh my God, this is the guy who called me 5 million times. I'm like, I let that one slip out of my fingers. I could have just gotten over his crazy and gone on, you know?
But it's hard to get over the crazy. Both
it is.
When you're receiving and giving.
And It's true.
But it is, like, to understand the crazy, like, when it's happening to us and we're, you know, infatuated with someone, it's hard to think about. But then when someone's infatuated about us, it's hard to put the shoe on the other foot and think, right. like, yeah. oh, my God.
I found I've been somebody through I that. Want to stalk, though.
I know, right? I can see them through the window, the reflection of the window. They're hot. Anyway, but it sucks. It really does suck.
In the lobby.
The crazy.
It does. What I think that I used to follow this one guy around the school, the college.
The school?
Yeah. And watch him.
I have, you know, so many stories.
I get crazy. I've gotten crazy. But, you know, I'm mostly scared. I guess I think I'm scared of, like, actually meeting somebody that I could have a potential with. And so when you're scared of something, you got to fuck it up somehow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So stalk somebody. How about that?
That's not a good way to fuck it up, though. I mean, it is a good way, but, like...
Well,
it's better than technology.
The boiling livers on his porch and the pile of blood that I poured all over the porch was, you know, that was good. I fucked it up good. I'm kidding. I'm not really
Let
that
me
crazy.
Tell you how I fucked up this relationship.
Well, I took one of those cadaver pigs that
I burnt I love you in his lawn. I got the gasoline.
I burnt I love you on his lung.
Lawn.
I said lung. That was funny to me. Okay. Why does she always have the cutest guys on her fucking show? I need to be a genetic female. I need a pussy. And E cups now. Okay. So, another friend of mine, Diamond Dave, and he said I could use his name, otherwise I wouldn't have said it. And let me read his letter. It says, to give you a bit of background, I go to BBW, which is Big Beautiful Women Conventions every year, this convention every year. I met a lot of people over the years. Typically, I'm a very private person. I don't tell anyone where my room is. I don't like to talk about too many personal things with people, especially when I first meet them. This girl had emailed me a few times talking about general things. I felt like things were going well. So, I gave her my personal cell phone number. We started talking, finding out we have some mutual friends, not even meeting her in person. Everything was going good until she starts probing, a.k.a. red flag, questions and comments. Well, so I'm really interested in this. Her questions and comments were, wouldn't it be great if we got our rooms next to each other? We could have the door open and we could go into each other's rooms. Wouldn't that be great? I replied, security. Then she asked, aren't you afraid of women knocking on your door at all hours of the night? I said no, because I don't give my room number out. There are only 3 people that know where my room number is, or know my room number. It's the front desk, the person that cleans the room, and me. Trying to keep the conversation light, I continued saying I wanted to go to a BBW cruise. She said that would be awesome, and we would have so much fun. We could share a room together. It would be so much fun. And if people asked if we were together, in a creepy stalkerish tone, voice, I would tell people, no, we're just friends. At that point, I told her, you're a nutter. He says, I told her she was a nut, was nuttier than a 10-pound fruit cake. Oh my God, let's get rooms together. We could have children. They could run around the house. And then we'll keep our doors open. And then maybe all the other big girls can come in. And, you know, and let's hang out. And it'd be fun. Let's go on a cruise. When's our honeymoon?
I'm going to name our kids Jules, Julie, and Julerson. who says that? That's something a 10-year-old would say. Let's open the doors and the.
Oh my God! It would be so fun.
Anyway, that's what I got.
I loved it. So crazy stuff. All right, come get it, babe. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
So sexy. That's Bensley with Come and Get It.
Ooh. Hi, I'm DJ Asher, hanging out with Dina and Greg on LA Talk Radio. How are you?
I'm great. How
fantastic.
Are you? Sorry, I was supposed to give you that chance and then wah, wah, she's a professional person.
Don't be like that. It's an honor to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
We're really excited to have you here. So we are talking about crazy love stories, and stalking crazy girls. You've got to have some crazy people around you.
Well, I have in the club world, and as a DJ, as you guys know, when you're on the radio and stuff, people sometimes get a little attached to you and they hear your voice and they start fantasizing about things and they think you're talking to them personally. So they imagine they're having some kind of relationship with you that you're not having, and they start following you around. So yes, I know about all that.
I think I did that once or twice too.
She's like, there was a woman on my plane came to LA,
right? Not quite. But I've had some crazy things happen to me. Yes,
some crazy. So tell me a specific crazy one. Because I'm interested. I want to know this crazy.
Well, no, I used to have a guy that used to follow me around when I was on radio in London. I was on Choice FM. I used to do the breakfast show there and the weekend request line. And one particular guy took a liking to me, and he used to hang around the studio outside waiting for me to finish and follow me around and send me gifts and blah, blah. And it just got, you know, and because I play in clubs as well, I mean, I'm here in LA and I'm doing Kiss every Thursday at Hair Lounge in WeHo. But when you're playing in a club regularly, people know where you're going to be. They know where to find you. So he used to show up at the clubs, and the security guys started to get a little concerned for me, and I started taking jujitsu classes.
Nice.
Seriously.
I'm taking precautions. I can't even speak.
Precautions, exactly. It's like, I'm not waiting for it to get out of hand.
I love it.
I will kick that stalker ass if I have to.
Yep.
Did he send good things?
Just, you know, I didn't open the packages because I didn't accept any gifts, because once you start accepting things, because I had another one, a female who was quite attached to me, and she used to bring me gifts at the club. And, you know, I'm in the mix here and somebody's giving me gifts. I don't know what to do. But yeah, I never opened any of his presents or her presents. Or anything. I just told the security, just give it back.
Did you send them back? Like the...
Yeah, and also, like, I would be DJing and this woman would give me gifts and I would just ask one of my buddies to say, oh, you know, Asha can't accept this, sorry, and just give it back. And
I'm all, as long as it's not edible.
So what we've learned from this situation so far is that if you would like to stalk DJ Asha, you need to be a trendy, middle-aged gay man.
Okay, right.
Who is wealthy and gives reasonable, understandable gifts.
Well, you know, a middle-aged gay man can stalk me, that's fine.
Exactly.
We'll compare clothes and fashion and gossip, and that's fine. Cool.
Send me couture and we're good.
Exactly. I'll have to dress up for that stalker. I have to make sure I look good.
Hi, I'll be there right there. You have a dress code, right?
Oh,
Louboutin.
So
perfect.
I would like to go back to The Breakfast Show. You've received quite a few awards from The Breakfast and Lunch. You were the highest listened to. You blew everyone out of the water, basically.
Well, originally I was just doing the mid-morning show, which was from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's the time when people are at work and they kind of have the radio on in the background kind of thing. So it's not the number one show normally. The number one show is the breakfast morning drive show. Right. And then the second show is the drive time home.
Going home. Yeah.
And I had the highest ratings. I just beat both of them. And I didn't even know. They wouldn't tell me because they thought I would get greedy and ask for more money. So whenever the ratings figures would come out, I would be like, well, how am I doing? He'd be like, yeah, you're doing okay. And he'll say, yeah, we'll have a meeting to discuss it. And we were not having this meeting. And in the meantime, people were calling my agent to congratulate me on having the highest figures. It was just funny.
Y'all, I have the highest figures, but I need higher figures in my bank account.
The gig is up. Give me more money.
Hello. Those Louboutins are not going to pay for themselves.
Right.
Oh, so, well, that's amazing, though. And so now you're... You don't permanently live in LA right now,
well,
right?
Well, I'm on a 3-year visa kind of thing that I can extend for a couple of years. I'm just DJing and, you know, I wanted a change from London. I wanted to check out the scene out here and see what's up. And it's all good. Loving it.
Yeah.
So do you travel a fair bit?
I do. And not as much now. When I was in Europe, I traveled all over Europe. And I went to, like, Dubai and Abu Dhabi and places like that as well.
Where they have camel pageants.
Yeah.
I just read this about a camel pageant. So,
oh, really? They have camel
maybe not
pageants?
In Dubai, but just outside of
probably,
Dubai. And
probably. So I didn't see any of those.
Did you compete in a camel pageant?
I did not, no. So unfortunately, that would be a story, right?
Quite. We can make that up.
Yeah, back in the
Dina
day.
Martinez and DJ Asha competed in a camel pageant.
To win cash and prizes.
And they won luxury cars.
Well, so you're doing Kiss on Thursday nights at here. What else are you working on in LA right now?
At the moment, I'm working for a company called Arda Broadcast, and it's a music promotion company, and we basically get artists on the radio, get them airplay, and we get them on the internet, blowing them up on the blogs and stuff like that.
Sweet.
So that's cool, because I'm kind of going back to my roots. I started off working for Warner Brothers in England, doing that kind of thing, promotion and stuff. So I really love doing that, because, you know, there are a lot of artists out there that are really good, and they don't have the money behind them to get the kind of publicity that they deserve.
Isn't that the truth?
You know, so they have to start on the underground. They have to start on the internet and the blogs and all that kind of thing. So it's really dope. It's really cool.
Right on.
I love that. Cool. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about, you have Kiss on Thursday nights, is that what it is?
Every single Thursday night we play party anthems, and it's a really awesome crowd. It's a really good mix because we have a good mix of women and men, all kinds of ethnic mixes and different music, and it's just, you know, sing-along party anthems, dance all night long kind of vibe. Not pretentious, not over-sexual, you don't have to feel like, oh no, I can't go, so, you know, it's everyone just comes and has a great time.
But if Dina Martinez grabs your boobs while you're there, don't be shocked.
We would love to have you both here at the club.
We will make it out one time.
I haven't been there on Thursday in ages.
I know,
it's about time.
This week? There used to be so many fights there on Thursday nights.
Yeah,
did you hear about that?
I was new to LA, I think, when that was happening. Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
Wow.
It's a date right now. I will be there this Thursday.
Great.
I've got my birthdays is coming up weekend.
Ooh,
so I've
Pisces.
I'm totally a Pisces. And I've got the whole weekend off, so we're not leaving for Palm Springs till Friday morning.
Cool. I'll see you there then on the dance floor.
I'm going to bring you gifts.
Just make sure they're the right ones.
She's on couture.
You like gin and tonic, right?
Dina will check them out for me. Right? Can be my gift checker.
Can you make it in a size?
Yeah.
I'll be at the Tranny Awards. So sadly.
Oh, well, we're every Thursday, honey. So
I won't be there this week. I'll be at the Tranny Awards.
Good luck at the Tranny Awards.
I'm not.
Are you hosting?
No, and I'm not up for any awards. Thank God, because I am still not an actress in that sense.
I see. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just saying.
I wish people could see the look via radio. You looked at me like, don't say anything wrong.
I'm not. It wasn't meant to be that. Oh. I just want to maintain that I am not a trainee prostitute, nor am I in porn right now.
Right now.
At this moment, while we're on the air.
Taking a break.
If the right offer comes along.
Girl, times are hard. We're in a recession.
Well, I know, right? And apparently the E-size cups will make me earn more money.
Yeah, earlier, we have a fan that wants her to get E-size cups.
Wow.
It sounded like
the cup size.
I know, right? I have inflatable and deflatable breasts. Sadly, they fall out when I take my bra off, but not really wanted. They're like, why are those basketballs popping down on the side?
Why are they now baseballs?
Awesome. So
hilarious.
So you have a friend here with you.
Yes.
And I want to direct.
Hello.
How
are you?
You
want to direct her?
She's the pretty girl that handles the door at Kiss on Thursday night.
Oh, hello. So you get to handle all the mess.
Handle the door or fondle the door?
You always have to have a pretty girl at the door.
You do.
Just check yourself at the door. You'll be fondled and then you'll go.
I don't know about fondled.
Okay.
She thought, if you're lucky.
So, do you have any stalker stories? Any
I don't.
Where you were the stalker? Any?
Not really. I
really good fights?
Well, we've seen some things. I think in the club, you definitely see certain complicated things.
Oh, yeah,
remember
when we saw that girl drag her girlfriend by the hair?
Oh, yeah. Wait, I can't say the Charlene? Club we were at, but...
No, Charlene.
Charlene's got it together. We were at some club in Hollywood, and...
These two women were fighting, like, vicious.
Yeah.
And they were a bit middle-aged.
They were older.
Kind of old to be fighting.
And the
like
thing
that.
Is, it was mostly a boys' club, so the two women in there, like, really representing
the lesbian,
dragging each other's hair. She really grabs her, right?
They were going at it.
Yeah. Oh, dear. That doesn't happen at our club, though, obviously.
No.
She will not go down.
Yeah, right? Now, we've seen, like, leaving the club, especially in the former Thursday night.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, okay, it got a little scary, you know, because I'm a frail woman.
Mm-hmm.
I may be a plus size girl, but I'm not trying to get all up in that drama. Unless provoked. But some of those girls that came out of there were in like punching fights with people.
Really?
And like, yeah, no, there was one night in particular that I'm like, these bitches are crazy.
Wow.
I'm going to walk on the other side of the street.
While I'm over there, I'm going to get a hamburger.
And I'm going to watch and take pictures. No, it's just really, I know, right? I'm like, y'all, come to the corner of
Santa Monica.
I know, right?
For the drama. No, we don't have any drama anymore.
It's I love it.
Different crowd. It. Totally different. Different atmosphere, different vibe. So,
right on.
Unfortunately. No right. weaves flying around anywhere. Right?
Damn! It's not like my neck of the woods.
Dina's like, crap, I needed a new wig.
We have a caller. Let's take this. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
You are live on the Dina and Greg show. Who is this? Hello?
Could be one of your stalkers.
Do I have a stalker? I'm touching myself to your sound of the
Well, thanks for calling in and have a great night.
The joy of live radio. Awesome. So,
on that note.
So, you also, since you worked in London, you did in Birmingham as well. You did a lot with the major UK people.
Yes.
The Brit girls and the girls that I love. So tell me crazy stories about all these Brit pop girls.
Oh, like the Sugar Babes and people like that. Yes. Well, I don't know. I mean, I read all these crazy stories in the press, but when I met them, they were perfectly lovely. I mean, Heidi cancelled one time. We had an interview and she didn't show up.
Oh, well, that one's a bitch.
Apparently she was sick. But no, I mean, they were lovely girls and very, very talented. I think that if they were American, they probably would have been a lot more successful in terms of volume of record sales. Because England is still a small country. You can be big in England and no one's heard of you anywhere else.
Which is so surprising because there's such great music that comes out of England. Mm. Well, all of Europe. And I hate the whole thing that you can't always download here.
Yeah.
The songs over there. I'm like,
they need to sort that out with
the
licenses.
I want
to
pay it, yo.
Yeah.
I want to buy your tunes.
Exactly. In fact, I still have to buy some songs using my English credit card so that I can download them. It's kind of weird. Even though I'm in LA, if I use LA card, it won't go through.
So that'll work.
Yeah, that'll work, honey. Get yourself a Barclay card or something.
There you go.
I think I might just have to do that because... So it doesn't check your IP address, obviously, since you're buying it here.
Yeah, but I have to put in my English address that will match up with the card. That's the only thing.
So that means you have to move to the UK.
I'm planning.
We'll get a friend to sort it out.
I have started that. I have started this plan on trying to get to the UK.
Okay.
To be a first transsexual American to take over BBC Radio.
She's a really good swimmer.
Wow, that's a long swim.
It's a long walk first.
Yeah, long walk and another swim.
So you've gotten to interview the Sugar Babes.
I've interviewed the Sugar Babes, yeah. I've interviewed quite a lot of people.
Kylie?
No, I interviewed her sister, Dani.
Oh, I love Dani.
She's lovely. Really, really
I've
cool.
I've heard this.
Yeah, and she's also very talented.
She pumps out some great tunes.
Yeah, and she was hosting our version of American Idol. She was one of the judges on Pop Idol.
Pop Idol.
The X Factor's coming.
Oh, yeah, the X Factor. She just did that.
Simon Cowell just decided to
that might be
produce
the,
it here.
The death of American Idol. Because in England, we had Pop Idol first. And then when he started the
And that was
X Factor,
going really good.
Yeah, that was like the number one show.
And I'm like, hello, hearsay.
Yeah. They moved the... they brought out X Factor and it was all over. So.
Right on.
See what happens.
I'm also, do you know what I also love?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing with the Andrew Lloyd Webber stuff.
Okay.
You know, the how do you solve a problem like Maria?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You hated it.
No.
I'm confused. Could you educate the gay man in the studio?
There was the Joseph, what is it?
Joseph the Amazing Technicolor Dream.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it was the, they were trying out for, I'm not great with musicals.
They had like an audition show to get the new Joseph.
So it was fun. And I love, now I can't think of his name.
Who, the guy that won?
Torchwood guy.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a great story. Thanks. I feel very educated. I want to know, what is your favorite part about your job? Like, what do you absolutely love about it that keeps you going?
Being a DJ?
Yeah.
I just think that I really love music. For a start, and I think everyone always has a lot of stress in their lives, bills to pay, breakup drama, blah de blah. And to see them come to the club on a Friday night or a Thursday or a Saturday and just forget all about their troubles and just dance all night and have fun, that's awesome. Like, you feel like, okay, I've contributed to someone having a good night. I know that tomorrow they're going to wake up and have to deal with the drama again. But for a few hours, you know, they're having fun and I'm having fun. And
you're never the bad guy. You know?
Unless I have a bad night. But, yeah, I try not to be.
The bartenders may be the bad people, but
yeah,
you...
The DJs. Yeah, we get a lot
of love. You're
God. We get a lot of love. Yes.
God is a DJ.
But you can't let it go to your head, though. Some DJs get too arrogant. I've noticed that out here. A lot of really egotistical DJs. It's like, come on now, you didn't even make the records. Did you write that song? No, relax.
You spin in one club in West Hollywood.
Right.
On a Monday night.
No, there.
For a drag show.
Oh, are you thinking of someone in particular?
No, but I could be.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So, any crazy LA stories since you've been here?
I haven't had any crazy LA stories. I've noticed, though, that one of my friends who DJs has been getting a lot of attention from somebody, and I don't think it's healthy. So I'm trying to have a quiet word in her ear and say, look, watch out for that particular person, because I know the signs now. I think once you've had, like, I've had about two stalkers, and I've had one kind of brewing before I left London. So you kind of start recognizing the signs. So I have to say to my friend, look, you know, watch out.
I'm really excited about this. You've had a stalker.
Yeah.
What are the signs of brewing?
I was like, what are the signs?
Maybe look at
I've
me.
Got one right I'm here. Like, Dina, you've been stalking me all these years? I wish I
I'm
knew
like,
the signs.
What are the signs?
Or just the obsessiveness. I think when I was on the radio, and you know, you start getting the text messages, they come up on your screen. And if that same person is texting, bang, 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 texting constantly, phoning constantly, start showing up if whenever you do a gig and you start noticing that they're there by themselves, they've just come to see you. We're homie, where are your friends? Like, you don't have any friends. Your life revolves around following me.
They could be lonely and just want to support you.
Right.
I mean,
sarcasm is the lowest form of wit.
Dina. What's your phone number?
0800.
I have hit the lowest form. Of I have.
Oh dear.
Yes. I love it. Okay. So I'll make sure to pay attention to that.
You should.
And I'm really excited about a potential stalker. Well, I mean, no, in LA it's kind of a status symbol, you know?
I see, yeah.
Don't you?
But you guys, I would be afraid to have a stalker out here because you guys have guns. In England, we don't really have guns, so...
Well, this is California. They don't have guns.
They don't have
guns
out here.
Well, no. On the other side of town sometimes.
My mum was worried when I told her I was moving out here. She was like, oh my God, they got guns. Oh my God.
I'm from Texas, gangsters. Honey. I can hang with the best of them.
Oh, really?
I have a gun rack.
Oh, God.
Since I don't have a car, it doesn't attach to my...
I'll one-up you. I actually own guns.
Why?
They're back in Wisconsin. I come from a hunting family.
Oh.
They were given to me.
So you're the guy I need to take with me to the club.
It's a rifle. It's not going to look pretty. Not even if I bedazzle that shit.
Dina brings a pink glittered 22 rifle. What's up, bitches? Y'all know how I hang.
No more drama. Come on now.
And they would look at me like, does that gay boy even know how to use that gun?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I used to have some shit kickers. And
oh, really?
I grew up in the country, yo.
Uh-oh. It's all coming out now.
It is.
Keep talking.
Right on.
So you're trying to tell me you don't have a stalker, Dina?
Yeah, I just call them fans.
Oh, okay. There's a difference, though.
Exes.
Current. Your exes stalk you? Wow, you must have done something fabulous.
Honey, I do nothing. I think it's grown closed. I wish you guys could have seen that double take. It was fucking amazing. Awesome. Let's hit one more tune. Does that sound good to you?
Go ahead.
Can
I'm
we?
Just looking at you.
I think Slut Buffet would be appropriate at this time.
Wonderful. What
Let's
say?
Do it.
Hey guys, this is Cortez Alexander, and you are listening to the Dina and Greg Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Dina and Greg Show. That's so loud.
Is it?
It's good now. No, it was just a second. Anyway, hi. So how are you doing? Are you enjoying yourself so far?
I'm absolutely enjoying myself. Thank you for having me.
Good. And you're good? You're great?
I'm great.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Do you need a cocktail?
I'm good right now.
Okay. I have a bottle of vodka in my purse.
Uh-oh. Wow.
I'm just kidding. I don't.
Speaking of that, one of my friends yesterday, he lives in Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
and he was getting ready for the scare, you know, because it was really freaky, actually, to be here.
Well, we watched the news most of yesterday.
Yeah, and be here and not be able to do anything for our, you know, our citizens. And so, and by the way, just all my heart and all of our hearts out to Chile right now in Santiago.
Yes, absolutely. Like, yeah.
But getting ready for that, my friend Daniel put on Facebook just a picture of Seagram 7 vodka, and he's like, preparation for the wave.
That's funny.
And so, yeah, I mean, he was okay, and he can make a joke about it.
Yeah.
But, wow.
So, bottle of vodka, that's my reference. That's what I got.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. Thank you.
Just wondering.
I'm perfect. Thank you. I don't drink.
Ask them how they're doing like 12 times.
You don't drink. You do all this drink. Sober.
Works out great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's much better for me because I burn the candle at both ends. So if I was drinking the night before, then I probably would struggle with work the next morning. So the hangover would not be sweet with my boss.
It's true. I get that.
I can see that too, though. Like with, I get on the nights that we have to do something, present something, whatever,
uh-huh.
and I have to go on a stage, I really need to stop drinking because I get on stage and I'm just an idiot. Like, not all the time,
really?
but really, and it's not even that I drink, you know, like, I know I can't drink before doing the show.
Yeah, no,
I know
that.
No. So it's, I should.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Like, when I perform, I have to maintain my wits because you have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and you see those people who just get obliterated and just trashed. And I can have a couple drinks and know where I need to stop to be able to perform well and stay in the heels that I'm in.
Exactly.
Or, you know, back when I used to play my guitar, where to stay, you know, how to, you know, when.
How to hold the guitar?
Yeah, like.
Remember those chords?
Well, yeah, because I was horrible at it, and I was just a singer. You know, you're like, I'm a singer.
Uh-huh.
And back then, I didn't have the acrylics, so it was much easier to hit the, and I'm just.
Yeah, you can't play the guitar in those nails.
Dolly can. I can't.
Does she?
She
Dolly
does.
Can do a lot.
Wow.
Dolly does.
Speaking of B-cups.
So we were discussing earlier. Did we talk about this already? Did we cover it? Because my brain is like a sieve. Because I want to get my boobs done.
Oh yeah, an E cup.
Yeah, my friend with the E cup. Okay, okay. But I'm just thinking. You know, with the E cup, you could hide so much in there.
Oh. I have big boobs, and you can't hide that much in there.
Are you sure?
I mean. Think about how big your phone is. Maybe you could.
Well,
fit,
what
like,
are you trying to hide?
In there.
Well, I'm
yeah,
thinking.
What are you,
you know,
like, I mean,
she's
shit.
Trying to smuggle children
put, like,
from,
well,
from a different
cash,
country.
But,
why I mean, do that? Still, I can do that now.
But, I mean,
and they're all, oh, your boobs are hard. I'm like, it's a phone.
Well, I also talk about like we are joking about when she cry, like if you know you cry, and she can make a little indention and. And what was it? I can't even remember. All I remember
terry cloth boobs. He brought
terry cloth
boobs.
Boobs.
I don't
just
know. What do you...
Wipe your eyes off. Anyway, I
I'm
guess
thinking,
funny,
you know, it's like a baptism.
It.
You could just, you know, in the name of the Father
uh-huh.
and of
yeah.
the Son
the
and of the tranny mother. Her eyebrow went up so high. She was like, I don't even know how to respond to this, and I'm highly offended.
I'm a good Catholic school girl.
Oh.
No, I'm just teasing you.
I have the outfit.
I did really go to Catholic school, but hey.
Doesn't everyone in England
They tried
know?
To tame me. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
Probably a lot.
It was
we
just
do.
One of those.
Yeah.
Aren't public
tried
schools
to
Catholic
tame
schools?
You.
Yeah, they tried to tame me, make me into a lady.
So tell me what you miss about London.
Since
you've been here.
I think I miss the style a little bit.
Okay.
I think because we have different seasons, we vary our style a lot in England because, you know, it's getting cold, you switch it up,
right.
It's getting hot, it's getting rainy, whatever. Whereas I think because in LA, you know, it's been a bit rainy lately, but generally the climate is quite constant, so people don't really change their look.
Oh,
I would
those are new
that.
Flip-flops.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, so. You got a new pair of Uggs. They look like your summer Uggs.
That scarf looks great with those that same T-shirt.
They wear them.
Right.
Everybody wears Uggs here, and I think it's horrific. Uggs. Well, I'm glad you don't. I only thought about getting some for the sheer comfort of them, but I didn't. I had Greg call me and talk me out of it one night.
They look ugly on me. I've tried.
Well, they're
supposed to, but I just couldn't handle it.
I just don't. You know? Yeah. Mm.
There, yeah.
Summer Uggs, you wear them with skirts. Winter Uggs, you wear them with shorts. Wait, I'm just kidding.
Even shorter shorts.
I know, right? So, besides style.
Yeah, I think the variety of music when you're in England, because the clubs go on till at least 3 a.m., 3, 4, 5, whenever, like New York. So, obviously, through the course of the night, you're not going to hear top 40 all night because that's not going to last the whole night. So, we listen to a variety of music. You know?
That's pretty much all you hear out here, top 40 a.m.
Pretty much. There are a few cool spots that play, they venture into electro or... you know, house or whatever, but on the whole, a lot of the clubs play top 40 out here. Whatever you hear on the radio as you're parking up, you get in the club, you hear the same songs,
just a different mix.
I was just missing Vegas for a moment, because you would, like, you would actually go somewhere because it is having a house night as opposed to hear it every night.
Yeah
Well, even like New York, there's definitely a different vibe.
Yeah.
And I always thought London was kind of like New York, except with an accent and older buildings.
Yeah, it is very similar. Mm-hmm. Very, very similar. Change of weather as well. And I think cultural mix. London is a lot more mixed as far as Indians and Africans and people from France and Poland and Russia and wherever, Thailand. Whereas out here, you know, there's like three main groups.
Yeah. And if you're not part of that group, you have your own space to go hide in.
It's true.
And no one has to travel through it. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It is really interesting how everything is so pocketed here.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Really, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Really? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Really? You're cracking me up right now.
Oh, God. But I feel like there's a joke going on. I don't know what the joke is. No,
we're just a joke.
I'm just making... Yeah, we're a joke. We are a joke.
This show is a joke.
Anything coming up that you are forming? Any special projects? Any?
No special projects. I've just started my own blog, which is called mybigmouthblog.com.
Okay.
And it's just kind of music downloads and me talking about stuff, whatever, really. So that's something that I'm working on at the moment. Obviously, Kiss at Hair Lounge in WeHo is a big priority for me, because it's Leslie and I are doing it together with the club, and it's every week. And we're just trying to, you know, keep it fresh. There are a lot of nights out there, and there are actually quite a few other Thursdays, but we're kicking some butt right now. Right. And, you know, we've come with new ideas and a new vibe and everything. And I think people are scratching their chins looking at us like, oh, these girls got something going on here.
We might have really to look out for them.
Yes, exactly. When people, I think, you know, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. And when you notice that other clubs are trying to copy what you're doing, it's like, hold on, wow, we've only been doing this a few months and you guys are already copying us. No, it's true, though.
It's true. Like, I saw a blog the other day of another lesbian night trying to do like an old school party night. It's like,
hello. And I'm not trying, it's not about ego, and I'm not trying to be egotistical. We just want to have fun and play music and have a good time. But some people take the rivalry to another level, and, you know, it's like, oh, okay, this is what's up. All right.
How'd you get mixed up with Leslie?
She is so cool. We DJed at a few spots together. A few promoters have hired us to play on the same set. And then we were playing softball. There was like a bit of a lesbian club softball league over the summer that was set up by one of the promoters. And so all the different DJs and different club people were kind of hanging out every Sunday playing softball. And yeah, getting drunk. And I can't play softball. I was just there to hang out, really. I was like, what? I was breaking the rules. And they were like, you can't do that. I was like, well, I can run fast, but I don't know the rules. So, and I can't throw. Now. I can't catch. I can't throw.
You can catch.
But so we just started hanging out, and she's really cool. And we just had some of the same ideas. You know, we got talking about the fact that we'd like to do our own night. And we had similar ideas, similar vision for the night. And Hair Lounge happened to approach her about doing something because they wanted to switch it up. And she was like, yeah, I want to do it. And I want to do it with Asher. And we got together, worked it out.
I love it. Mm. It's really cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And they're both so gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Serious. No wonder you've had stalkers.
I'm like looking at these pictures and I'm like, these girls are hot.
Well, and it's a nice ethnic mix.
Thank you, honey.
It is. It's a blend.
You're such a good cheerleader.
Oh. She is.
But I'm so far from a cheerleader. I don't think I'm a cheerleader.
No, but
you she's know, like, I eat cheerleaders for breakfast.
She's like, but I'm your stalker. I love you guys. So what are you listening to right now? What are you totally hooked on? What are you hooked on?
Wow. Well, there's a new, Estelle has a new single, talking about British artists. She has a new single called Estelle. Freak. Yeah, which is hot, 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 hot. I can't wait to see the video. I just saw the making of this week, so I'm really looking forward to the video.
I hope her next album does so much better than the first one in the US. Like,
yeah,
seriously, that album is amazing. I still put it on for days in my car.
She's really talented, and she's written songs for people like John Legend and stuff. So she's multi-talented. So I'm really loving her new music. There's some new remixes. Passion Pit has got some cool stuff out there, and Chromeo, and I don't know. I listen to a variety of stuff.
Right on.
Yeah, you know. And being where I work, I mean, we have an artist called Rennie Lane that we're working with, who is awesome. I went to see her live at Hotel Cafe the other day. Incredible.
We love
her. Look out for her. She's got a song called Place For Us, which was on The L Word. So you probably, when you hear it, you'll be like, oh yeah, that sounds familiar, because that was on The L Word, and it's on some other VH1 show at the moment.
What's her name again?
Rennie Lane.
Rennie Lane.
Yeah, look out for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to check that out.
Check her out.
I'm obsessed with Cheryl Cole right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's so hot.
Ooh.
I know. I was very excited. She's on the cover of British Glamour. Glamour.
Speaking of our glamour, though, Vicky Beckham is on the cover, and she's got a puppy around her neck. Have you seen it?
I saw that.
Like, it's a mink. And I'm just like, put that damn dog down.
What is the message behind that?
Right, she looks kind of like she really is. There's like cute thrown together, and she's not cute thrown together. It's like, I'm wearing every sort of whatever.
Wow. Yeah. I've met her, actually. She was pretty cool.
Was she?
Yeah. She used to come to a club I played at in London called Twice as Nice. And it was funny because whenever her and David Beckham would show up, everyone would go crazy. Like, there'll be just a buzz. Oh, they're here. And I was leaving and we got talking outside, and she was really cool. She was really nice, like friendly.
She came to a restaurant that I used to work at the Grove.
Oh, really?
When she first moved out here.
And was she nice?
I didn't get to meet her, but I saw the hubbub on TMZ.
Did she tip well?
I heard she did.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Because I know us Brits, we're not, you know, it takes a while to get used to this.
I would imagine, though, her and David, they, even though they're beautiful, they're still genuine people.
Yeah.
From what I've gathered. So.
He was born on the same day.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe not the same year.
I don't know what you're saying.
His birthday.
Of you?
David Beckham, May 2nd. That's my birthday, too.
Oh, God.
She's a
Taurus. Another Taurus.
Yes.
I'm surrounded by Taurians. Leslie's a Taurus.
I'm a Taurus.
One of the managers at the club is a Taurus. Everyone's
What's your sign now that you know?
I'm a Scorpio.
We get along very well.
Yeah, water.
We get along very well.
Yes.
If you're going to wear fur, let it be live. I just saw it. I finally saw it. I pulled it up online. Uh-huh. Did you see it?
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I don't want to mess up. It's a puppy on her.
It's like a golden lab puppy.
It's a little.
Yeah.
Not loving the hair.
You're not loving the hair?
No, I'm
she
not
all
loving
kind
it.
Of just looks like a mess. And I mean, she's still a cat. Yeah.
We're all critiquing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind looking that much of a mess.
I know. Right?
I mean, you know, I'll take that.
I mean,
mess.
Don't get me wrong. I would love to look that good. With a puppy on my shoulders and a jersey.
Well, we have one more song to play, right?
We do.
Let's go into it. Before we go, you want to give us your information one last time so people can know how to get a hold of you and Leslie?
Okay, yeah. So our website is kissclub.com. It's kiss spelled with a Y. So kyssclub.com. And we're on Twitter and Facebook and everything, and it's all Kiss Club.
And what's your blog?
My blog is mybigmouthblog.com.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, you two, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it.
Great meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
And this is another Bensley song. Hi. And it's really quiet. Well, it's a little quiet.
So we're just going to tack. She is gorgeous and talented. And check her out. Check DJ Usha out again. That is, you can check them out at kyss.com.
Yeah. She's amazing. So you guys can Google KYSS Club, Kiss Club. It is every week on Thursdays at Hero Lounge. Speaking of which, please go out and support Hero Lounge on Monday nights for the Sassy Show, which is, you know, our little fun show that we do.
And this week they are doing all about the Oscars.
They are. So, awesome.
So, any last minute stalker things that you want to talk about?
And not that I can think of. What do you think?
Well, I was thinking, just I want to go a little bit more specific on how in America we really kind of idolize stalkers.
We do. And, like I was saying, it's kind of like this, you want to have a stalker.
You need to. And then we see shows like, Will and Grace, where Will and Grace. Wait, I'm sorry.
You're driving me crazy.
Will,
Like Will and Grace. They, you know,
with
they
Kevin
were,
Bacon yeah. and that whole, you know, Jack stalking him and
yeah, Kevin Bacon,
Anastasia yeah. Beaverhausen, aka Karen Walker.
Sorry, that was really, really all ADD. Ooh. I'm a professional here. Oh my god, sorry about that, guys. So that we were listening to Bensley most of the night, and also Shit and Glitter. Slut Buffet was one of my favorite songs, so I played that. Yeah, really excited to have her on. She's darling. And go check out British Vogue or British Glamour to see Sheryl Crow, my new obsession. But we were talking about stalkers, so let's go back to that. You've stalked your chair.
No, I have not. You make me sound horrible.
Okay, I'm not saying you're a horrible stalker. You're probably pretty good at it.
I send gifts and flowers. Clay Aiken has had lots of stalkers. And now he's...
Mostly middle-aged women who he alienated a couple of years ago when last year when he came out.
And now he's standing up for gay rights.
Yes.
So the stalkers will fiddle away.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to bring this up, too. I'm really sad because Marie Osmond's son died this week. He committed suicide, apparently, near at Fidham, where he went to school. So our hearts go out to Marie and the family. And oh, it's so sad.
It is sad. I was thinking she had a stalker at one point, too. They've all had stalkers except for us.
But her son just died.
I know.
And Apple, guys, I love the iPhone and I love Apple, but I just found out that they, at some of their factories in China, they had 11, 15-year-olds in them working, child labor, working.
You know, times are tough.
A young kid's got to make money for his family.
You know, money's, food's got to be put on the, I cannot even continue I'm joking tired. About this.
And
I
sweaty.
I cannot continue joking about that because that's rude. That's mean.
That I was sweaty?
No.
Oh, that... I know. It is. I think it's kind of horrible, but I'm still going to buy my iPhone applications and pay my money.
Well, so, wouldn't you?
I know. I got my nails done today or the other day. I love them, by the way. And so I'm sitting there, and this was the first I heard about the earthquake and the potential or impending tsunami that was... That, you know, luckily we averted disaster with. But so, and it's kind of the funny thing about it was just the way I heard about it. So, and it's sad. I'm not trying to diminish the, you know, because I like to make jokes when I feel and if I.
When I feel.
And if I, yeah. And I also like to eat when I feel. But since I'm not eating right now, I'll talk and make a joke. But so I'm sitting there in my. Wow. Hope a psychiatrist isn't listening to this right now. So I was sitting there in the salon, and then all of a sudden I hear this lady say, "Oh my God, did you hear about the earthquake in Chile?"
Chile?
It's so sad. There was an earthquake in Chile. It was just really kind of funny, and they were talking about, you know, putting on an event, and I felt it was like, wow, you guys are annoying.
Not everyone is edumacated.
But ladies and gentlemen, next week is the illustrious Greg Potter's birthday show.
It is.
And you can listen next Sunday to the Dina
and Greg show
on LA Talk Radio.
Have a good week, everyone.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.